We're almost to the end of the holy month of Ramadan, observed by Muslims around the world with fasting and prayer. One of New Hampshire's largest Muslim communities has been working to build a place of worship in Manchester for decades. After years of setbacks, NHPR's Robert Garova reports, the Islamic Society of New Hampshire is hoping to start moving into their own mosque by the end of the year.
Seated around a folding table in a mini mall just south of downtown Manchester, a group of Muslim men have just been Googling the time for sundown. It was 8:14 to be exact tonight. Everyone here is waiting to break their fast, which they've held since dawn. Observers begin their iftar meal, first eating a few dates as is tradition. Then it's time to jump in the buffet line to really fill up a plate. That's where I meet Mosfeq Talukdar, who summarizes what Ramadan means to him.
The essence of the month is to try to do as good as you can.
Talukdar was born in Bangladesh and has lived in the U.S. for 30 years. Now he calls Manchester home with his wife and three daughters.
It's a very diverse place. We all get to know each other. We share each other's experience. We share each other's food. Everyone's all becomes one in this community.
That diversity is represented in the food in front of me. Chicken kebab made spicy in the Pakistani fashion, Moroccan couscous, baklava for dessert. A founding member of the Islamic Society of New Hampshire tells me he estimates there are about 7,000 Muslims in the Granite State.
A lot of people, they don't know, but they're curious. And I think it's a lot of time we kind of fail to reach out to other communities and kind of build the overall community just because it's hard. A lot of us don't speak English very well. Some of us have an accent that kind of deters away from, getting involved with our community.
As this community has grown over the years, they've also started to outgrow this interim mosque in a space that originally housed retail stores. The society has struggled to find a permanent home. Raising enough money has been an issue, so has resistance from neighbors. This year's holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan, will be observed with prayer at a rented Gill Stadium. But society trustee Saeed Ahmed says that might change for next year.
So hopefully we'll move in this year and it will become easier. Because once people see it's a reality, they might be more generous.
Many people I spoke with were excited by the progress made so far. Near the entrance to this mosque, Society Board President Mohammed Ewise shows me construction photos of their new place of worship on Bald Hill in Manchester. There's a timeline, from foundation to steel skeleton to brick exterior. Ewise tells me one part of the motivation behind this project, beginning in Arabic.
من بنى بيتاً لله في الجنة بنى الله له مثله في الجنة. That if you built a mosque or you help to build a mosque for people to get together and share peace and be able to practice their religion and worship God, Allah will build a similar mosque to you in the heaven.
Ewise says if everything goes right, they're hoping to move into just the first floor of three at the new mosque by September. He says he's looking forward to the serenity of the new place.
Very peaceful, very safe. It's peaceful here, but the problem is you still have some people shout at you, you still have some people tells you stuff. A woman goes outside and people try to harass them. So as a president, you still have that little tiny question mark, what if something happened?
Ewise imagines the day he can show people their new place of worship, decades in the making.
The view is beautiful. You can see the highway from the back. Oh my God. And not only that, when you go up, you have a balcony all over the building, like around. So when you go out, you have beautiful, beautiful air, garden, green flowers.
Full completion of the mosque for all three floors? That's still millions of dollars out of reach, the society says. So for now, the sound of evening prayers will continue to spill out into the parking lot of this mini mall in Manchester. For NHPR News, I'm Robert Garova.